This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in the state and address the gathering on the occasion. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts. The projects worth over 1,010 crore rupees will provide a convenient, reliable, environment-friendly and cost-effective fuel supply and create employment opportunities in the region. Further, he will visit Bihar and inaugurate the new terminal building of Patna Airport in the evening at around 5:45 p.m. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Jakarta, Indonesia today as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The delegation has so far visited Japan, South Korea and Singapore as part of India's global outreach against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation met with the Vice Chairman of the Committee of Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation, Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah, and the Chairman of the Indonesia-India Parliamentary Friendship Group, Muhammad Rafiki, to sensitize them on India's strong commitment against terrorism. The Indonesian side conveyed that they condemn terrorism and believe in dialogue to solve problems. They supported India's zero-tolerance approach. In Panama, the all-party Indian delegation, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda. During his meeting, Mr. Tharoor said that India had no interest in starting a war, but felt that a terrorist act must not go unpunished. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Undersecretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The two also discussed the early convening of the India-US Strategic Trade Dialogue to deepen tech and trade collaboration. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a gesture of appreciation for their unwavering commitment, over 200 employees of the Operating and Commercial Department of Northern Railways Jammu Division were honoured for their exceptional service during Operation Sindoor. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the felicitation ceremony recognised around 200 staff members who ensured seamless train operations and passenger safety. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia on how the Northeast is transforming into India's strategic gateway to Southeast Asia and is powering trade, connectivity and the ambition of $30 trillion towards a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Northeast India is no longer a frontier, it's the front runner." The DMK announced three candidates for the biennial elections for six seats of Rajya Sabha and has allotted one seat to actor politician Kamal Hassan led Makkal Nidhi Mayam. The DMK president, M.K. Stalin, in a statement, renominated incumbent K. Wilson, S.R. Sivalingam and A. Rokhai Malik, also known as Poet Salma, as candidates. The elections are to be held on the 19th of June. Rainfall continues to affect several parts of Maharashtra while it has subsided in others. After experiencing incessant showers for 2 days, Mumbai and the surrounding areas have been partially clear skies since this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Savarkar was a true son of Mother India and even the hardest torturers of the British government could not shake his devotion towards the motherland. Mr. Modi added that the grateful nation can never forget the saga of his indomitable courage and his struggle in the freedom movement. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched its mega rocket Starship this morning on a third test flight after the earlier two failed. However, the third test also met the same fate just minutes after liftoff. The rocket encountered a critical failure and was lost in flight. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.